If I started reading a headline about flooding and millions of people facing food shortages, you'd probably think I was talking about Pakistan. But that's also the situation facing millions of people in the African country of Niger. It's one of the world's poorest countries at the best of times, and it's now facing its most severe food crisis in a decade. The double tragedy of droughts followed by flooding, along with rising food prices, has left millions of people in Niger facing food shortages, and this year's harvest is still months away, what remains of the harvest. The BBC's Thomas Fessy is in Niger. He's been reporting on this less publicized humanitarian crisis. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, can you give us an idea of the scope of this so-called double disaster in Niger?
Well, basically what happened is that over the past months, nearly 2 years, people are saying there was a huge drought and nearly 8 million people, which is half the population in Niger, faced hunger because of that, because of the drought. And then earlier this month, after months of wait for a drop of rain, well, the rain came, but it was actually too strong. It was probably too late because the crops were not good. The animals were so weakened that they were they actually drowned in no time because of the heavy rains. And so the rains were so strong that it turned into floods in a lot of parts of the country, washing away homes. More than 100,000 people were left homeless. Floods have also swept away crops, and thousands of animals have drowned. So it's really a double disaster, as the UK aid agency Oxfam says.
We actually have sound from a local man that you interviewed in Ngalbeli, a village in eastern Niger, and it sounds like he's showing you around the village.
You see the branches right here? That was a tent for a stock breeder. When the first rain came, the heaviest, he was here with his much weakened cattle. Many of his animals died. As you can see, there is one dead cow here. There are four lying over there, and it is like that all around us because there were several camps of cattle breeders here.
It's not just the stock or the cattle that's died, it's also the crops that were already suffering from drought.
Yes, exactly. Well, the thing is, in the region that I am right now, in eastern Niger, at the border with Nigeria and Chad, this is a region where 90% of the people relies on livestock for survival. So they're not farmers here. And the authorities have yet to confirm their figures, but the Ministry for Livestock and Agriculture actually estimates that up to 80% of cattle might have died by now here, and some people have lost all their animals. So as a result of this, these cattle breeders, these nomadic people, nomadic communities, will have, and this is what they've been telling me over the past few days, they will have to make a change in their way of life from cattle breeding to farming, which might prove very difficult. They're obviously calling on the government to help them try to change from breeding their cattle to farm crops.
Well, do a quick comparison for me here. We've heard a great deal about the flooding in Pakistan, and clearly that's a serious situation there. Millions of people at risk for hunger and disease as well, waterborne disease. But how large is the crisis in Niger compared with what's going on in Pakistan? And why do you think we're hearing so little about the African countries' problems?
Well, it's very different than what's going on in Pakistan. In Pakistan, you can see these pictures of vast pieces of land completely submerged by waters. Here, it is actually quite surprising to fly over the region I'm in. For example, it was a very dry desert up until 3 weeks ago, but right after the heavy rains, it became a sort of green land. So you have now a nice picture of green lands with trees and plants, and the floods have sort of dried up. So you, you can still see pockets of floods here and there, which make it actually very difficult for aid workers to reach remote areas, to reach mostly nomadic communities who are always on the move. But it is this surprising picture of green lands on which people who have suffered months of drought are weakened. Most of the children, one in five children here, are suffering from acute malnutrition. I actually visited a malnutrition center, and this is here in the Diffa region where I am at the moment, that you have the highest rate of acute malnutrition in the country, over 22%, which is way above the United Nations emergency threshold. The problem with Niger is that it is a country which is so poor. It is one of the poorest countries in the world. It rates at the bottom of the Human Development Index of the United Nations, that it doesn't attract any attention anymore, because it is like this pretty much every year, with a peak every other 10 years. It is a sort of a forgotten a disaster here.
Not exactly the squeaky wheel that's getting the grease there in Niger. That is Thomas Fessy reporting to us from Eastern Niger for our partner, the BBC. Thanks so much, Thomas.
All right.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.